Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Sheriff's deputies pursued a suspect on Tuesday who allegedly burglarized a vehicle and brandished a knife at an employee in the Bear River Casino parking lot in Lolita. A deputy spotted the suspect, 18-year-old Corey Weatherman, in a blue Dodge Dakota on Bear Paws Way. When the deputy attempted a traffic stop, Weatherman accelerated towards the casino exit and ran two stop signs. The deputy initiated a pursuit and followed Weatherman, who drove through nearby vacant fields in an attempt to evade the deputy. Weatherman drove on a singly road, accelerating at speeds of approximately 60 miles per hour. Deputies pursued him onto Eel River Drive over Fern Bridge onto Substation Road, and then down to the Eel River and onto the River Bar. Deputies walked onto the River Bar on foot and found the truck, which had been abandoned. Deputies searched the area and found two females who were passengers in the truck. When deputies returned to the truck, they located Weatherman hiding behind the passenger side door with wet clothing. He had jumped into the Eel River to avoid deputies, but returned to the truck when it was left unattended. The two women were released at the scene, and Weatherman was arrested and booked into jail for felony evasion and brandishing a weapon. A man in his 60s suffering from the H1N1 influenza strain died in a Humboldt County hospital on Monday, the first H1N1-related death of the flu season. According to officials, the man had other underlying health conditions, and no additional information will be released to protect the man's privacy. The County Department of Public Health is offering a walk-in flu shot clinic every Thursday in January from 1 to 4 p.m. The flu shot costs $17, but if you cannot afford to pay, you will not be denied. Appointments for flu vaccines can also be made at the public health clinic. The walk-in flu shots are available at the DHHS's public health office at 529 I Street in Eureka. The City of Blue Lake has signed a law enforcement contract with the Sheriff's Office. The Sheriff's Office has provided law enforcement for Blue Lake since their police department was disbanded in 2008. The Sheriff's Office provided law enforcement for the City of Blue Lake while contract negotiations were ongoing, and the city was never left without protection. The contract will provide ongoing law enforcement services to the city and will last for a period of 3 years. The Sheriff's Office is still searching for the suspect involved in a residential break-in and domestic violence incident early Sunday morning on Lee Lane in Eureka. The suspect, 37-year-old Sean McCallum, broke into the residence of a 38-year-old woman. He demanded that she get her car keys and get dressed, and when she refused, he dragged her down the hallway. He grabbed a pair of scissors and threatened to kill her and then commit suicide. When deputies responded to the residence, they saw McCallum run out the back. Deputies pursued him as he hopped over fences and onto the roof of an apartment building. He proceeded to jump off the roof and escape. The victim received minor cuts and abrasions during the assault and declined medical treatment. McCallum resides in Eureka and is described as a black male adult with black hair, brown eyes, 5'9", 180 pounds. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Although marijuana remains illegal in the state of California, Humboldt County's infamous marijuana industry continues to impact the region. The Board of Supervisors have been working on an ordinance to regulate outdoor marijuana cultivation sites. Supervisor Ryan Sundberg explains that whether the plant is legal or illegal, it still has an impact on local neighborhoods.
Those rules and neighborhood impacts are going to be there whether it's legal or illegal. We have to deal with them, and you know, having a whole neighborhood smell all summer and not people not enjoying their backyards and bringing their property values down is something we have to deal with whether it's legal or not.
Sundberg added that if businesses could legally sell pot in the county, they would be subject to the same regulations as other businesses.
As far as I could tell, you know, whether a business is selling lug nuts or marijuana, it's, you know, you have to have the property zoned the correct way and a certain distance from residential and all the other things that come into play with it. You know, business is a business.
The board voted 4-1 at last week's meeting to ban the permitting of any new marijuana dispensaries in the county. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.